It is 90.3 KEXP. We stream all over the world at kexp.org. My name's Troy Nelson. Very excited to be here in the KEXP live room because today we have Those Pretty Wrongs here with us. And if you guys are ready, we'd love to hear a couple tunes.
3, 4. Smile. Stick around now, smile. Stay a while. There's a chance we could turn into such good friends. We could fight it out laughing. It could happen. We could find each other through tears of joy. It's okay to be ordinary. Electric. We could be so electric. Just expect it. Give us all the time we need to connect. Heaven is a place between us. Heaven. Read my mind, it would tell a mirrored story, a classic read from a book of poetry, the softer days that lead to the nights of sleepless wonder. Together we can be extraordinary. Place between us, heaven is the space between us. Look and see, it's okay to be ordinary.
Song about being grateful for what you've got. We've all got plenty to be thankful for. It's called Lucky Guy.
This goes out to Sean and Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up this morning, a little off track. Slipped out of bed and fell flat on my back. But I'm a lucky guy. Oh, I'm a lucky guy. Flew out of Memphis all the way to LA. Lost my voice, but I still found my way. Cause I'm a lucky guy. Yeah, I'm a lucky guy. Fall down, we'll get up together. Cause in the end, nothing lasts forever. You see it half empty, I see it half full. Life can be a game of push and pull. Still I'm a lucky guy. Yeah, I'm a lucky guy. People you know that'll find it hard to hold up. But with you I find it hard to give up. I'm a lucky guy. Yeah, I'm a lucky guy. We fall down, we'll get up together. Cause in the end, nothing lasts forever. Stars up in the universe. A cold night to get by. A sunrise in the morning. If you're keeping an eye on the
beautiful. It's Those Pretty Wrongs here on 90.3 KEXP. Great harmonies, guys.
Thank you.
So
Thank
good.
You.
That song called Lucky Guy, the song before it called Ordinary. The self-titled album is out for people to consume how they will.
Indeed, out on the Ardent Music label and out on Burger Records in vinyl form.
And cassette form.
And cassette.
Oh, very cool. Oh, yes, Burger does lots of cassettes as well.
And Cylinder.
A great label. Both of them. Ardent has been around a long time. as well.
We are celebrating, as a studio, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary this
wow.
year.
Yeah. That's incredible.
But actually, John Fry started Ardent at his parents' house in 1959.
Wow.
When he was 14. He had incorporated Ardent and had released his first single on the Ardent record label by the time he was a month into being 15. Pretty precocious guy.
When did you meet him?
I met John in 1970, March of 70.
Wow.
Andy Hummel introduced me, and then, of course, Chris Bell and mm-hmm. and the rest of the guys.
Exactly. And is that where you guys recorded the first Big Star record?
It is. We tracked on National in 71 and completed early 71, I guess, and completed on, we're in the location now, we're at 2000 Madison, but we did the rest of the record, Radio City, the third album, and In Space, for those that know of that.
Very cool. For those of you listening, I am speaking right now with Jody Stevens, who not only is in, of course, Those Pretty Wrongs, but also the drummer for the legendary band Big Star, and you have a couple of handsome gentlemen here with you today. Can we introduce you guys?
Well, there's Luther Russell on my left and my partner. Do you want to say something or I'll say it?
I could say things. No.
I met Luther in 91, about the same time I met John and Ken, and all of which were introduced.
Your own John and Ken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seattle's own.
Yeah, and all of which were introduced to me by Gary Gersh at Geffen and turned out to be long-term relationships.
Sounds like Gary Gersh knew what he was doing.
Lucky guy there. And Danny Delamater, who added some
Danny Delamater over here was
and
on
some
the
other instruments to the record, and you hear on the beautiful harmonies at present.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Beautiful
GFD,
harmonies. Indeed.
Thank God for Danny.
Is that what you say to him every time you see him?
Every time I see
every
him.
Every time.
Yeah.
So you guys, what are you traveling around in? I'm so curious.
Huge tour bus.
Yeah?
No.
Massively huge.
Luther and I just toured Spain, and it was in a van.
It was in a Sprinter?
Mm-hmm. Sprinter, yeah.
Or as they pronounce it, a Sprinter.
But it was a good time. It was, I'd never done that before. It was challenging, but, you know, a lot of bands are on the road for weeks and months at a time, but this was, I think we played 8 dates in 9 days.
That was really cool.
It was good fun, and the audience in Spain were great.
Well, that's amazing.
We've had a lot of friends helping us on with this project along the way.
Right.
A lot of friends. I mean, it just kind of keeps, I guess, snowballing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are.
But our friend Fred drove us up from...
Fred over here from the DeLines in Richmond Fontaine and from Trujillo.
Drove us up from Portland. So... Again, you know, it's all about having friends, because we kind of wound up here via a friend, Ben Linden.
Oh, yeah.
And here in Seattle. And I'd met Kevin Cole before doing the Big Star's third live thing.
That's
here
right.
At KEXP. So mm-hmm. It all comes together. And again, comes together via friends.
And Jody, you still live in Memphis. And
I do.
For a long, long time. Were you born there as well? Is this like a born, or were you born and raised in Memphis?
Yes.
I
always lived in Memphis, never saw a reason to leave. I was lucky to be hired by John Fry at Ardent in 1987.
Then
we were starting a production company, and he needed someone to wave the flag for the studios. And I'd go to New York and L.A. and shop artists that we were bringing up and producing ourselves. And just business development, which is what my current title is, mm-hmm. business development.
What was the musical climate like in Memphis before the Big Star days, when the bands that were local that sort of inspired you in Memphis? Is there any that maybe some people would recognize from that time?
The local bands like Booker T and the MGs, mm-hmm. and
just those local
the
bands.
Barquets, mm-hmm. and Otis was recording at Stax, but... you know, David Porter and lots of folks.
All these had an influence on you personally, though, as
yes.
well?
Yes, yeah, yeah. That's Al Jackson, yeah, as a drummer, certainly. I mean, I got into music via the British Invasion and the Beatles.
Right.
Pedro, the Beatles, and inside joke, sorry. Stax came along and just
Beatles.
Kind of blew my mind in this same sort of way that the Beatles and the whole British Invasion thing did. It just... you know, you don't know why, but it just grabs you and holds you. And
there's a massive history there in Memphis. And would you say that there is, do you still go out at all and check out current music that's going on in Memphis?
I do, but not very often because bands tend to go on at midnight.
Right.
And I have to be at work at Ardent at 9 o'clock.
Right.
And usually get there earlier so I can practice. Keep up my
bands need to start earlier. It's just
yeah, and practice as much as he does, about an hour and a half a day on his on that kit.
Really?
Well, now it, I mean, you know, I'm just on hiatus.
You have way more drive.
Maybe 30 minutes.
Way more drive than I do.
I meant 30 minutes.
Well, it allows me to keep doing this and
it
be
looks
a part
like
of this
an
whole
hour
community,
and a half.
So it's a cool thing.
Absolutely. Well, it's you have a wonderful history, and also you're continuing that with this great new music and great new project. And I know that myself and the listeners would love to hear a couple more if you guys would be so kind.
So we're going to do a tune called Thrown Away. It goes a little something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I've traveled round this great big world, but I haven't found another girl like you. If you're gonna love me, do. And I've sailed the seas a thousand ways, but I haven't gazed upon a face like yours. Tell me, would this love endure? Gets so hard to be alone when the only world you've known could so easily be thrown. You're gonna hold me, do. And a thousand cries might be denied, but a thousand fires can't burn without you, true. If you're gonna tell me, do. It's so hard to be alone when the only world you've known could so easily be thrown away. Away.
Goodbye is the last single, and goes a little something like.
Something in the way she says my name, something in the way I need her, something about her every way. You know I'll never leave her, I need her. Hello, hello, you're gonna ring my bell. Hello, hello, have a goodbye.
Hello, hello. I've known it since I fell. Hello, hello. Never goodbye. Never goodbye. Some things you put upon a shelf. Some things you walk away from. Some things are face to face. With a hold you just can't break. We'll never break it. Hello, hello. You're gonna ring my bell. Hello, hello. Never goodbye. Hello, hello. I've known it since I fell. Hello, hello. Never goodbye. Never my name. Something in the way I need her. Something about her every day. You know I'll never leave her. I need her. Hello, hello. You're gonna ring my bell. Hello, hello, never goodbye. Hello, hello. I've known it since I fell. Hello, hello, never goodbye. Hello, hello.
That is live. Those Pretty Wrongs sounding pretty right, I would say. That song, Never Goodbye.
I'm waiting for that one.
I've just been like...
No, you're actually the first.
Am I really?
Yeah, you are the
good,
first.
Good, because it's been all
there
week long.
Be some balloons.
I was worried. That song, Never Goodbye, and also the song before that, Throwaway, from the self-titled album, Pick It Up. It is out on Ardent Records. It's out on Burger Records. You can get it on vinyl, cassette. You can go see them at Slim's Last Chance tonight.
Tonight at 10, let's just say 10.
We're going to say 10-ish. And come to Slim's, eat some peanuts, throw them on the floor, enjoy those Pretty Wrongs.
The act of doing that.
It's what I always do when I'm in town.
Is throw peanuts on the floor.
Yeah, let's all throw some peanuts together.
And thanks again, guys, for taking time out and stopping by the KEXP studios.
Thank
we really
thanks
appreciate
so much,
it.
Troy, appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Very glad to be here.
Yes, and we're very glad to have you. Thanks. And also, really quick, want to say thanks to Scott, Shelley, and Alia for doing the video, Niffer for the photos, Kevin Suggs doing the sound, and also Jess and Jill for the hospitality. You just heard Those Pretty Wrongs here on KEXP Seattle.